Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Makes a funny signature. But he does give us a lot of pens.
Clearly giving the pens that were used in the signing ceremony to the chairman of the relevant committees, as well as the House managers who will be walking over to the Senate for this delivery.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It was unusual to see that kind of ceremony and handing out the pens.
They had a silver platter for the pens. Everybody got a special party favor, a little pen to take home. We are paying for those frickin' pens and for that platter.
The pens that they gave us as commemorative pens were actually misprinted. The word United was misspelled.
Our lives are in your hands and you have butterfingers?
Democrats did what you would expect in a campaign event. Posed for pictures, smiled, handed out gifts to one another, and Speaker Pelosi even fist-pumped on the House floor during what should have been a serious debate.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What do you think is the main inaccuracy or the main lie that's being told that you feel like you can correct?
That the president didn't know what was going on. President Trump knew exactly what was going on.
In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
You'll have to speak up. I'm a little hard of hearing.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion, we'll have that discussion. You called me a liar. You told me.
Fight. 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 Fight.
All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle of it. I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm looking at the Chiron on Fox right now. Dems rally behind new Ukraine documents, but can't vouch for credibility. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Glenn Simpson and Christopher Steele have assured them, though, that these documents are very credible. This is the most credible stuff they've seen since the P dossier. And by the way, Michael Cohen, he did go to Prague. Is that in the new Ukrainian documents that they have? Good Lord! I mean, this is why the American people are moving on. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. President Trump earlier today, he called it not a hoax. It's not just a hoax anymore. It's a phony hoax. A phony hoax being managed by not the fake news media, but the very fake news. Time now for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden needs to fix it in and forget it. Right now, he's just forgetting it.
I still find it rather hard to believe that he'll be the Democrat nominee. I don't care how well he's doing in these polls. I just don't know how they can nominate the guy. And I don't know who's going to take his place, because the rest of them are just as weak in different ways.
Hey, Howie. I think I know why it took months for the Articles on Peace to reach the Senate. That's how long it took Pelosi to get those pens made.
I think so, yeah. She should have just gone down to Staples. I'm sure they got plenty of Staples on Capitol Hill that she could have gone to. Or Amazon, right? Amazon, that's Jeff Bezos, one of their guys. Dr. Evil, as Chris Plant calls him. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, saluting the hashtag Iran protests. University students have refused to tread on the American and Israeli flags. Some have attacked images of the late genocidal killer Soleimani, while others have braved live gunfire to protest their government's actions. Freedom is never free.
The impeachment of the president has really been quite harsh. Some would say most of it is predicated as a farce. But try as they might to make Trump twist and squirm, he'll get his revenge in 2020 when elected a second term.
Not bad. Not a limerick, but not bad.
Lovey, Manny Cora's firing has ruined baseball for me. Thank gosh we still have football. I can't wait until Sunday to watch Tom Bradley and the Boston Patriots play on the Iron Grid.
You're looking at the world's greatest cheesehead here, as he said during the 2004 campaign.
Jerry Nadler walking down the hall with his stormtroopers had an uncanny resemblance to Rick Moranis in Spaceballs.
I was thinking more like Uncle Fester in the Addams Family. Oh, wait. We're just getting a breaking news story here. They're marching some more documents down the hall, and they've got some musical accompaniment here today. They're kooky and they're crazy. Some of them are senile, and they're really fat.
They're creepy and they're kooky.
One of them has a 9-inch neck.
They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
One of them just fell down in Arizona and had to go into rehab. She won't be around for the vote. Her name is Kirkpatrick.
Howie, were they passing out pens or were those D-pens? I wasn't sure. I didn't know.
I guess that was a morning joke on it, some of the morning zoo radio shows where they're passing out pens or D-pens. Some of the people that were getting the pens look like they might be in need of D-pens.
Hey, Howie, did you ever notice how much Nancy Pelosi sounds like Aunt Clara on Bewitched?
Officer Mark is in to give me a birthday present. He says yes. Let's see if we can get that Taylor as the hour goes on.
Oh man, Howie, I'm hearing a lot about this party you're throwing tomorrow. Word of advice: don't cut the cake until after the stripper jumps out. Oh boy.
I thought you were planning to go back to Washington, Mr. President, considering there are probably going to be some cigars passed out in the Oval Offices for the first time since the 1990s.
Howie, this is Richard Nixon calling. I'm a little upset. The House didn't have this many pens when I was being impeached.
Yeah, I know. It really is amazing. When Nixon was impeached, there were crimes. When Clinton was impeached, there were crimes. Now we have the Addams Family.
Oh, I just had to fly over to show you.
Show us what?
Oh, the many things I haven't been able to do in all these years. like this. Ducks down and let us. Present form, forget us.
And to the Republic for which it stands. I'm a Catholic sometimes.
I've been looking for that cut all day. I heard it on a morning show, but I can't find. I'm a Catholic sometimes. At least, you know, again, she told the truth for once. She should have said, I'm a Catholic when it fits my agenda.
Granny knows her campaign is a broken down truck, so she accused Bernie of calling her a liar to change her luck. Too bad, Liz, he told it like it is. He listened to you quack and called you a duck.
You know, who is defending Elizabeth Warren, by the way? Who is saying, how, you know, where does Bernie Sanders get off calling this woman a liar? Is there anybody saying that? I haven't heard anybody on on the TV or on the read anybody on the internet saying that she is a paragon of virtue.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, the Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, saluting the hashtag Iran protests. University students have refused to walk on the American and Israeli flags. Some have attacked the images of Soleimani, the deceased terrorist leader, while others have braved live gunfire to protest their government's actions. Freedom is never free.
Jerry Nadler walking down the hall with his stormtroopers had an uncanny resemblance to Rick Moranis in Spaceballs.
We're getting other votes on the text line for Jabba the Hutt. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
All right, time for the poll question. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to taste your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. You know, Nancy Pelosi was handing out the pens yesterday. Until I ran out, I was handing out Super Beets snacks to all the VIPs. But now it's all gone, just like her pens. Anyway, we'll have some more Super Beets next week when we're down in Florida, Grace and I. And so, Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Are you worried about Lev Parnas?
No, I'm not.
8% say they are.
8% turn off CNN and MSNBC and you won't be worried because that's the only place you're going to run into those two, that guy. 844-500-4242. So tomorrow is my birthday. And again, I invite everybody to join me and Grace at the local in Waltham. That's off of 128. It's, you can see it from 128. Easy to get to. It's going to be a nice day for driving. Yeah. I can't believe it. 43 years ago tonight, my mother was going into labor in Cumberland County, Maine, going to the Maine Medical Center to deliver young Howard. So Officer Mark stopped by to give me a Well, I don't know what you're giving me. Are you? He's got a bag that says happy birthday on it.
Well, it's an actual gift, but I wanted to comment earlier that procession with Nadler and Pelosi. And
I said Nadler is Uncle Fester.
Yeah, it did look. I got to hand it to Greg Gutfeld with the Adams family.
And Matricia, Morticia, you know, somebody said that's Nancy Pelosi, but, you know, that's not really fair to Morticia. Morticia was kind of hot.
Yeah, she was good looking.
Yeah.
But I really was looking at it and said, something's missing. I mean, John Kerry was missing. If he'd have been in the crowd, they would have had Lurch right there.
If only he had been elected in 1972.
Right. Yep.
That's one of my favorite cartoons of all time, political cartoons of all time. He was shopping for a district in Massachusetts, and they had a cartoon in the Lowell Sun. He's in a he's in the Yale Club in New York, and it's in a skyscraper, and a butler is a waiter with a in tails is bringing him a martini, and he says, "The Fifth in Massachusetts, I'll be right up." And they killed him. They took him out. God love Paul Cronin, the late Paul Cronin.
All right.
From South Boston. He beat him.
So without further ado, Howie, here is your gift. I couldn't make it tomorrow night, but...
It's your birthday.
Right, look at it. How festive is that?
Now, it's your birthday. That reminds me of that famous song by Martin Mullen, The Fabulous Furniture. Hey, it's my birthday. Who brought the Budweiser beer?
Now, there's no age comments or anything like this. It's an actual serious gift. It's a serious subject near and dear to your heart.
It's near and dear to my heart. Okay. This is it. I've not opened this, obviously. Right. Cause
it's been hermetically sealed on Mrs. McGillicuddy's.
See, you know, they always say lawyers don't ask questions they don't know the answers to. I don't know what I'm opening here.
You got to turn it over.
Looks like some polar bears.
Yeah, turn it over. This is a thank you from the polar bear community for your work.
For
saving their lives.
For all these decades of honest Howie's carbon credits.
Now open it.
This is from the polar bear community.
Right. There were some thank you notes. They signed a couple of them. These are just the first few that were saved by Honest Howie's carbon credits.
Oh, that's so nice.
So you got to read the inscription.
So where are the inscriptions?
Go right to the front.
Oh, right to the front.
Right. Okay. Now, there's two inscriptions.
Bless you, Mr. Carr. Your carbon credits have saved us all. Polly the polar bear. Thank you, Mr. Carr. Because of you, I have a future. Polly's baby cub, Penelope.
I'm sorry. I promised I wouldn't get emotional about this, but
look at this. Look at this. You see Polly and Penelope? This is why we don't need TCI. Governor Sununu, Governor Scott, Speaker whatever his name is down in Providence, Governor Lamont in Connecticut, we don't need TCI. We've saved the polar bear community.
Exactly. And there's proof right there. When you donate to how Honest Howie's carbon credits, the money goes directly to the bears, and they learn
right.
how to write.
And now if you buy Honest Howie's carbon credits, we're going to give you a pen signed by Nancy Pelosi, right. too.
And you can keep all the thank you letters that are now going to flood in, because the polar bears know how to write and read, and you can put them in the book and keep that forever.
Wow.
That's the ultimate birthday gift, Howie.
That's really nice. Now, do they have any pictures of the polar bears actually eating some of the photographers that were trying to get these pictures that made this such a special coffee table?
There
book?
Are some bloodstained snow things in there. I don't know. I didn't read it because I didn't want to really mess it up for you.
Because supposedly polar bears are a rather angry
There's one now.
Type of ursine. Right. What is it? Ursine? Right. Bruin? Whatever you want to call him.
That one has not received his cash allowance yet. That's why he's irritable.
Now, you know, the thing is, now that de Blasio has started giving them the gift cards when they leave jail, humans, the polar bears are going to be demanding the same thing, that they can use at the local, you know, fish stores.
Right. Right. And now, the other part of the gift, this is just, we had a good month when you were gone, so.
A good month, okay. Officer Mark is a bag man.
Is this from the evidence room?
Sonny.
Made some collections while he was gone.
Sonny McDonough taught me as a youth at the governor's council not to use cops as bag men. Look at this. Looks like there's 10,000 bucks here. So how much do you think he stole? 10,000 or 5,000?
It's all there, boss.
Thank you, Officer Mark. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
U.S. Representatives for 12.
1/53rd of California's House delegation is this Intelligence Committee chairman. His name is Adam Schiff. Back to you, Veronica.
He couldn't get arrested in this town, I guess. Adam Schiff, they couldn't identify him on Jeopardy. That's pretty funny.
Maybe, just maybe, the contestants didn't want to give him any more notoriety.
What if it said, this congressman from the 53rd District of California is called often by the President of the United States, Pencil Neck. You think they would have gotten it then? Maybe. 844-500-4242. Pelosi is not the, or I should say Biden is not the only Democrat who sometimes gets confused about what century we're in or what state he's in. She became confused yesterday about what country that used to be part of the Soviet Union was involved in the latest impeachment hoax. Cut six.
Associate of Rudy Giuliani that further proves the president was a central player in the scheme to pressure Ukraine for his own benefit in the 2020 election. This is about the Constitution of the United States, and it's important for the president to know and Putin to know, the American voters in America should decide who our president is, not Vladimir Putin in Russia. So today I'm very proud to present the managers.
Not Vladimir Putin. That damn Vladimir Putin. See any relation to Vladimir Putin?
Hey, Howie, I think Donald Trump Jr. is listening to the show right now. He just tweeted out the Jeopardy clip and said, this is amazing. Maybe they needed to change the wording. This representative, commonly referred to as full of shiff. 1 minute ago, he tweeted that.
Great minds think alike. He could buy the next round when we're down in Mar-a-Lago. 844-500-4242. That's the other way. I
Mar-a-Lago.
I always am hesitant to say full of shiff because it's too easy. I mean, I don't have the polydent problem that Biden and Pelosi have, but still you can make a mistake or people can miss.
It's easier when you're reading a piece of paper that says shiff on it.
Yes, it is. 844-500-4242. So the Pens really got quite a run among politicians and in the media. Here's Senator Mitch McConnell's take on the Pens.
The Speaker of the House decided yesterday that a trial could finally go forward. She signed the impeachment papers. That took place, Madam President, at a table with a political slogan stuck onto it. And they posed afterwards for smiling photos. And the Speaker distributed souvenir pens to her own colleagues emblazoned with her golden signature that literally came in on silver platters. The pens literally came in on silver platters. Golden pens on silver platters. A souvenir to celebrate the moment. Well, nothing says seriousness and sobriety like handing out souvenirs. As though this were a happy bill signing instead of the gravest process in our Constitution. This final display neatly distilled the House's entire partisan process into one perfect visual. It was transparently partisan performance from beginning to end.
That's really true. It really is true. 844-500-4242. If you haven't seen the news, Michelle Malkin, we're having a problem getting her on. But she was supposed to be at the University of Maine, Orono, to speak. And at the last minute, she was, I guess, disinvited. They claimed that the Young Republicans were not a recognized student activity group at the University of Maine. I mean, how typical is this? But we want to get her on just to talk about it. Speaking of Maine, though, Senator Collins has now rejected new evidence in the Trump trial after saying she'd welcome it. I don't know who this is. Obviously a pro resistance type story. After, in other words, she's come to her senses. This is the thing that all of these Republicans, including Mitt Romney, have got to realize. Whatever they do, it's not going to be enough. You know, then the MSNBC and CNN are not going to be promoting Susan Collins come November when it's time to vote. All right. Joining us now on the line is Michelle Malkin, the author, and you've seen her many times on TV. And Michelle, I would welcome you to the state of my birth, Maine, but I guess you were disinvited, were you not? What happened?
Well, yeah, I was canceled, but I always prevail over cancel culture, Howie, and the event, which had been pulled from a local Sheraton in Portland, Maine, was rescheduled, and we found a venue in Lewiston. It's the Franco Center there, and I will be speaking tomorrow night to University of Maine College Republicans and other grassroots activists who are not afraid to show their faces in support of America First.
So why explain to me what their rationale was behind canceling. So you were going to appear in Portland, not in Orono. You were going to appear in Portland. Is that right?
Yes. That is correct. That is where the campus is, I understand, and the students were going to have the event off campus at a private hotel, the Portland Sheraton at Sable Oaks. There had been a rental contract that was in place, and interestingly, the hotel manager had remembered me from an appearance that I did for a conservative think tank in Maine 9 years ago. So this isn't somebody who was hostile, who had done business with the college Republicans and other conservatives. But what happened was that at least one University of Maine administrator called to complain about the name of the group. And
the name of the group? What was the name of the group again?
The name of the group, Howie. Yes. So this is all pretextual, and it turns out that these very outspoken and brave patriots, these University of Maine College Republicans, have tangled many times over the last couple of years with this far-left social justice warrior administration. These are people who are supposed to support freedom of inquiry, freedom of speech, freedom of association, and it turns out that many of these administrators at a public university have been marginalizing these students and bullying private institutions to get them to drop exactly the kind of debate that a public university is supposed to support.
Well, you know, this is is this the University of Southern Maine? Because aren't they the ones that I believe were giving out college credit for going down to some rally against Kavanaugh or Gorsuch or it was some one of these Trump era dumpster fires. They were giving people free trips down there, right? And I think they actually fired a professor or took her off the payroll anyway for promoting that. So that was okay.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that the former advisor of this club is a raging left-wing, intolerant member of the academy. Her name is Amy Freed, and she got a lot of adulation in the left-wing higher ed press for pompously and virtue-signaling resigning merely because these college Republicans invited me to come to speak last fall. So that just shows you what these kids are up against. So they were dechartered, and they will be rechartered for this semester. They have another advisor in place. But again, these are the excuses that the campus is using to try and demonize and marginalize these kids who actually mean what they say when they say that they're for America First. I'm coming to speak about Open Borders, Inc., the book that
we talked about. Yeah,
right.
We have.
And of course, Maine is a hotbed of that. Maine is a hotbed of Open Borders Incorporated. And I think, you know, everything happens for a reason. So the fact that this event has been relocated to, you know, one of the hotbeds of refugee resettlement.
Right.
Lewiston,
Maine. Lewiston. Yeah. Lewiston is the capital of Open Borders, Inc., Maine, for sure.
Yes. Yes. And it's all about following the money, finding the truth. This is what I'm going to talk about. This is what these University of Maine administrators and many of the social justice collaborators there. There was an anonymous Twitter account, Howie, that had been tweeting all week long since the kids had posted about the event on Facebook last week, urging people to call the hotel to get them to cancel the event.
Good Lord.
This is textbook classic cancel culture. Last time I talked to you, Bentley University in your neck of the woods had canceled me. And, you know, the thing that is sad, of course, is that if it was just the left they wouldn't be able to accomplish this. But there are many never-Trumpers and open borders racketeers in the big business Republican Party who are just as happy as the leftists to silence people like us.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Catholic Church has been in Maine has been involved in a lot of this this refugee programs that have done not really helped out the community. Let me put it that way. So tell everybody where you're going. Is it open to anybody tomorrow night in Lewiston?
Yes, the event is public, open to the public, free at 7 p.m. Friday. I'll be live streaming it as well. The University of Maine College Republicans will put it on their Facebook page, and it is going to be at the Franco Center in Lewiston.
So is this let me just get it straight. Is this the University of Maine or the University of Southern Maine?
University of Maine.
Okay, it's Orono then. Okay. All right, so it's the big campus then. I apologize for this. Are you getting ripped in the newspapers too?
Of course, but I took one of the little young snots at the Portland Press Herald to task for recycling smears from the Saudi-funded Bridge Initiative, as if they were fact, labeling me anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, and anti-Semitic. I'm all of the above, right? Not based on facts, but based on some recycled SPLC knockoff smear.
As I think you said in your statement, aren't you married to a Jewish man?
The great-grandson of Jewish immigrants who came here to escape the pogroms in Ukraine.
So you're practically a self-hating Jew, Michelle.
Of course.
And you know, if you run into that Press Herald reporter again, tell him or her, I said, why don't you write up something for your Monday edition? Oh, that's right. You're not going to have a Monday edition anymore. You're going to stop printing the paper on Monday. That's how healthy the Portland Press Herald is.
Yes, that's right. Well, the market speaks.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so you'll be in Lewiston. It's kind of a hike, but it's worth going to see Michelle Malkin. And you can get the live stream if you can't make it, but you'll be at the Franco American Center tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Correct?
That is correct, Howie. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you, Michelle. And again, Trump took the second congressional district. He got that's the one vote he got out of electoral college vote. He got out of New England. And if it wasn't for ranked choice voting, there would still be a Republican congressman in the second district, Bruce Poliquin. So not everybody in Maine is a nut, Michelle. Just remember that.
Yeah. Well, we'll join forces and see what we can do to make Maine great again.
Thank you. Thanks, Michelle Malkin. I'm glad you're coming to the Pine Tree State, vacation land, as it used to be called. I'm Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I'm freaking out. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is, I'm so glad Michelle Malkin is going to be in Maine, and she's thwarted the social justice warriors of higher ed. 844-500-4242. Randy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randy.
The link the left will go to try and squash us, Mr. Carr, it's incredible.
I know. The freedom of speech is only for them, Randy. You know, it's not for us.
January 17, 1957, my mother was screaming at my father while I was being born. Happy birthday to you and me.
Well, happy birthday, Randy, and happy birthday to the memory of Al Capone and Benjamin Franklin.
Just curious if you would care to elaborate on how Mr. Biden is going to handle coming up to the last couple of weeks before the final, if he is the one who faces Mr. Trump, President Trump, in the Democrat-Republican
debate. You know what I keep thinking about, Randy? Remember the St. Louis debate, the town hall debate, when Trump kept walking around behind Hillary Clinton? Remember that?
Yes, Yeah, she was sweating bullets.
What is Biden going to do when Trump starts walking around behind him? And you know he's going to be heckling him, too.
I think President Trump knows exactly what buttons to push, because Mr. Biden cannot handle an 83-year-old man at a town hall.
He can't handle softball questions from CNN Democrats with press passes. How is he going to handle Donald Trump? It's not good. The only guy who could probably stand toe to toe, he's crazy because he's a communist and he doesn't have the arguments on his side, but he would at least not back away and not get spooked, is Bernie, I think. The rest of them, I don't think they could handle him in any form, you know?
Well, thank you for your show, sir, and Grace is awesome with you, and kudos from Tennessee, and if I don't get to talk to you tomorrow, happy birthday.
Thank you, Randy, and happy birthday to you, too. It was a big day, January 17th. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie, no matter who gets the Democratic nomination, it's going to be funny watching Trump give him a shellacking. But, I don't know why, this new thing with this guy, Les Parnov, or whatever his name is, in the Ukraine.
That's a little off, Ukraine, but you kind of mixed up the S and the V, but that's, you're right. I mean, yeah, who cares what his name is? Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Still an idiot.
Yeah.
But, so Ukraine is supposed to be one of the most corrupt places on the planet, but yet we still have all these dealings with them. I don't understand why. I don't know why we should just
You know how Alan Dershowitz says, what happens when somebody is looking at jail time, they're willing to sing, but that's bad enough. But then the prosecutors write them an aria. You know that? Well, that's what they've done for this guy, Lev Parnas. Listen, we'll go out listening to this. 15. This is Lev Parnas singing the aria. Cut 15. Okay. Trump, I'll do it for you then. Trump knew everything. I talked directly to Trump. He may say he never knew me. There's no proof. But he told me what to do. He want to bring down the Bidens because they so honest. That's the truth? Don't put me in jail, please. I'm Howie Carr.